5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello, is this Paul the Shy Lenny?
Now it's time for the silliest podcast in the world. The Shy Lenny Podcast.
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
178 it's me, Yeti Uncle John. How are you doing? Yeah, just wanted to say hello. Yes. I'm doing this show this time. It's a special. Not going to be a long episode. No, not going to be a long... It's not going to be a long episode. No, I'm recording. I'm sending in my episode from space. Yes, I'm up in space at the moment. Sorry, space makes me burp. I'm up in space, and I'll tell you more about it after the theme music. Yes, so this is me, Yeti Uncle John, and I'm doing the Charlotte podcast this time. Keep listening, keep listening. You're looking very gorgeous this time, by the way. You're looking very good, I said. Yeah, very good. Yeah, thank you. What? Oh. What about the theme music?
What's gonna happen today?
Oh my god, it's enormous! It's the Shy Lenny Podcast!
The show is out of this world!
Oh dear, this isn't gonna end well!
It's a very strange show indeed!
Oh, I'm really kissing, darling!
I asked for pace, that's all I asked for, pace!
Oh dear, I hadn't thought of that. Stephen, never mind. Look out!
Hey, that Yeti, he's crazy!
That's cool.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh dear, oh dear.
Hello, again. It's me, Yeti Uncle John. Yes, still me. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little bit it's like being hungover, being in space. You can be, or you can wake up feeling a bit hungover. And I'm feeling a bit hungover, maybe. It's because I had a big bottle of brandy last night, but other than that, it's because I'm in space. Yes. So what's happening? So yes, this is me, Yeti Uncle John, and I'm in space. I'm doing a two-day training program. I'm getting ready for going up to space to do, the training. No, tour guide, space tour guide, alien thing. Yeah, sorry. If you don't know, I've got this job and I'm going to be showing aliens around up in space. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I've got to do a bit out of space training. So I'm just doing like a sort of little diary this episode. It'll be a bit different from, you know, the usual episodes with the Yeti. I'm a Yeti, but what am I saying? Oh yeah, so yeah, there won't be I just saw something go past the window. I think it might be some sort of space thing, some sort of space creature. Listen to it, listen. Oh, I think that's one of them one of them big Fatosauruses or something. I heard one of them on one of the other show. I heard one of them on an old show, one of our old shows. I didn't realise they actually floated in space. Blimey! So you see lots of things being in space, you do. It's quite weird though being in space because you can't do usual stuff. Like, you know, you have to be very careful when you're using the loo. Or like, either you use it the right sort of loo. Otherwise, it can be very unfortunate. You have to make sure it, yeah, you have to make sure it doesn't float around after you. I learnt that to my, I learnt that, and never again. Oh dear. What was I saying? So, what's it? At the time of recording, we've just done the Live Pride 48 streaming event. That was just the other day, and I went out for a drink with Cromarty. It was sort of like, not exactly a goodbye, because I'm going to have a leaving party. Just haven't got the exact date yet, because I don't exactly know when I'm going. But no, he and I went out for a drink, because, you know, it can be nerve-wracking going up into space. Can be. Yeah. Yeah. Or I was a bit nerve-wracked. And so I thought, in Cromarty, you know, he does... He does his hypnosis. Yeah. He did offer to hypnotise me, but I said, not this time, thank you, but you can take me down the pub for a drink. So, yeah, so this is what happened.
It's very nice to go down the pub. I do like it. It is a nice pub. It's nice to be able to sit out in the back garden, huh?
Oh, yes. Very nice. Very nice. Nice beer they got here, yes. Yeah, we mustn't stay long, though.
Why ever not? Come on, it's a lovely summer's day. We have to take the best that we can, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I know, but aren't we supposed to be getting back to help Paul with his live streaming event thing?
Well, yes, I suppose we must. But, I'm sure there's plenty of time.
Oh, you got your watch? You got a watch?
No, I do not wear a watch. And I do not have my phone either.
Well, I haven't got my phone. I'm sure if we look at the sun, I think you can tell the time from the sun.
Oh, yes, but they say never look at the sun. It can hurt your eyes.
Well, that makes it difficult then, doesn't it? Suppose we can just ask somebody. Oh, maybe. Oh. Yeah, there must be a clock in the bar.
You must be very excited, though, Yeti Uncle John, going up into space for this training, huh? Do you know what you'll be doing exactly?
I think just got to learn the difference between an asteroid and a meteor and, you know, stuff like that. Questions, typical questions you might get asked on one of them tours.
Fascinating. I think you maybe you should talk about this when we go on the live show today.
Oh yes, that's if we get back on time.
Oh yes, of course we will. Let's have another pint.
Well, if you're sure, I just don't know. I think we should head back. We should probably head back.
It's fine. Paul has got his, Mr. Nick, he's his guest. He doesn't really need us.
Oh, no, I'd just like to talk to the listeners, that's all.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I'm a bit sleepy, though, sitting in the sun like this. It does make you kind of sleepy, doesn't it, eh? Do you feel sleepy, Cromarty?
Yes, I kind of do. I kind of do, yes, I suppose. Well, it's here. Cheers. Cheers, Yeti Uncle John, for going into space soon. Yes. Yeti Uncle John. Oh dear, oh dear.
So there you have it, listeners. Yeah. So we arrived very late for the live show. And I fell asleep in the garden and we had too much to drink, and Cromarty probably drunk my pint. That's probably why he was ill. He was ill. He turned up. It was awful. He turned up right at the end of Paul and Nick's live show, and not good. Not good. Nick was very, he was very patient, but things are quite different. Food up here in space, it's not great. It's not great. It's all freeze-dried. It's not nice. It's not. It's not something you'd want for yourself, except that I've got to have it because there's nothing else, you know. You can drink. Look, I don't know if you can hear that. Got a water bottle. Well, I don't know if that's water. I think it's full of vitamins and water. It's a bit of a mulch, to be honest. Sort of mulch. Sort of with juices and vitamins and you can drink it. I've got to drink it. Oh, here we go. Drinking it. Oh, dear. By God, is that awful. It's very good for me, though, apparently. What else has happened? I'm supposed to say this episode is it's a replacement for another episode or something. In replacement of the scheduled episode. Yeah, because I think originally there was going to be an episode involving Paul talking to his friend Lee, and that's still coming up. But, you know, when I said to Paul, I was good to a diary from space, here's a message. Here's a message he sent. Conversation. Yeah. Hi, listeners. It's me, Paul. Hi, how are you doing? So, yes, this episode is different from the one that I was expecting to release next. Basically, every month, the people who host my podcast, you know, I pay for a certain amount of space, and some months I don't use anywhere near like the full amount, and other months I'm quite close. And when we released our last episode, which was our podcast version of the live streaming event, I found I had a little bit less than I would hope to be able to release another episode in June. And yet, I kind of quite wanted to. And then, of course, Yeti Uncle John told me about going into space, and I thought, perfect, we can do like a shorter episode just to finish the month off. So, yes, that's what we're doing. It's not to belittle anything that Yeti Uncle John is saying, but it's just that, we haven't got like loads and loads of space left this month. I think quite a lot of the episodes we've released in June, they were quite long ones, so yeah, it's always nice to have a big one, but sometimes you've got to have some small ones to balance it out, or else it can be exhausting. So that means that our first episode of July will be the episode that I recorded with Lee, and then I think after that I'm going to share with you an episode that I recorded in Copenhagen back in May. So I promise I won't muck things up. You can always check the website, chayeti.com. I try and roughly stick to that schedule, although it changes. I'll let you get back to Yeti Uncle John's diary, space diary. Yeah, up in space for 48 hours. And well, he's got to get used to it. I mean, he has been in space. He's been on Ick's spaceship, but obviously he's going to be going away for longer. But enough from me. Back to Yeti Uncle John. Just wanted to explain what the deal was. Okay. All right. Bye now. Yeah. So that's why. That's why the episode is different than the episode we said would be next. I believe that Paul's been working on, you know, he's multitasker, he is. Is that right? Multitasker. He's a multitasker. Yeah. I think he's editing the that episode with Lee, and he's editing. He started editing the episode set in Copenhagen, but you know, there's lots of little clips for that, and he has to put it in the right order. But anyway, I wish I could learn how to edit. No, I don't really. But I was going to say I would have time at the moment. Being in space is, you know, it's yeah. But being in space, you do stuff, but then you don't do stuff. But anyway, I had my first seminar. You see, it's a posh word, isn't it? Seminar. I had my first seminar with my trainer. But you know, being in space, it was quite a surprise. I wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting who showed up, basically. I recorded some of it. Here we go. Oh dear, oh dear. Here comes the trainer. He looks sort of familiar.
Hello, everybody. Hello, my name is Ick.
Oh, hello, Ick.
Hello, Yeti Uncle John. Yes, shush now.
It's only me here.
Yes, so there is. Well, anyway, I'm here to, just run through that, the workbook you've got in front of you.
A workbook? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I see.
You've got it upside down.
I've got it upside down, haven't I? Yeah, I didn't think it made much sense.
So, do you have any questions?
What have I got to do? Fill it in?
Yes, fill it in. And then, anything that you're not sure about, we can discuss at the end.
What?
I'm just going to sit here whilst you go through the questions.
What? Yeah. Question number one. What would you do if you saw if you saw a planet outside your window? What would I do? I mean, oh, just a minute. Is it A, run away? B, take a photo of it, like a selfie? C, close my eyes? D, put it on Facebook? Which one would I do? Just put it on Facebook, I suppose. Is there a right or wrong answer to these questions?
To hear what you would do, and then you know we can tell you whether perhaps your perspective is maybe slightly wrong. And did you understand?
Well, I guess so. You're right. So question. I'll put it on. Would I do a selfie?
Yeah, Uncle John, you don't have to speak it aloud. You can think it in your head.
What? Think it in my head? My voice? Thinking in my head? Oh, I suppose so. Thinking...
If you can put it on, please.
Oh, sorry, yes. Right, well, I'm thinking in my head now. Blimey. It hurts, though. It hurts, thinking in my head. Right, it's all echoey and scary. I don't like it. Oh, dear, look at Ick. He's staring at me now. He can be quite intense at times. He's wiggling his little tentacles around. You know, when I think about it though, you know, considering he's an alien, he's actually quite a handsome chap. Yeah, I mean, would I go out? Would I date him though? I mean, I'm a pretty fluid kind of guy. You know, I'll go out with girls. I'll go out with guys. I haven't been out with an alien yet. I don't think I have. I don't know, is Ick the dating type? Is he? I don't know. Oh, this is the sort of thing that, you know, if Big Fatty was here, he'd better help. Yeah, Big Fatty would know the answer. I wonder what Big Fatty would do if he was in space. I expect he'd ask... I expect if Big Fatty was in space, he'd ask Poodle what he would do if he was in space. I don't know. I wonder if Big Fatty would go out with an alien. Ick's quite an enigma. He doesn't really He doesn't really, no, he doesn't, no. He doesn't ever really, you know, he doesn't say a lot about his dating life. Yeah, I wonder what it would be like. I wonder what it would be like going out with Ick.
Hello, Yeti Uncle John. Oh, good morning. It's so lovely being together with you.
Oh, thank you, Ick. Oh.
Give me a hug.
Oh, I don't know. Your tentacles, they tickle me. Yes, I'm very ticklish. Your tentacles, they tend to tickle. Well, it's like a limerick, isn't it?
Oh, Yeti Uncle John. Oh, you drive me crazy with desire.
Oh, blimey. Oh, dear.
All right now, time up.
What? Oh, what? I was daydreaming.
Time up now, Yeti Uncle John. Stop it.
What? Oh, sorry, I was thinking in my head. Sorry. I was thinking in my head and then I started daydreaming in my head. So I was about... sorry. What did you say?
I said time's up.
Oh, I've got a dumb question one. Sorry. You told me to think it in my head and I did and then I started daydreaming and... blimey. Sorry.
Oh, go on, just finish it. You're hopeless, Yeti Uncle John.
Sorry, oh dear. So there you go, listeners. That was a while back, you know, earlier today. So I don't know how much I've impressed Ick. I don't. Oh dear, this whole space lark—it's difficult. It's difficult. Yeah. Still, the accommodation's quite nice. But the stuff that you know, there's like TV. It's like a radio, yeah. And I had a go with the radio, but I turned it on, and it made me laugh. They don't seem to have many stations, but they do. they do have this one called Shiety FM. Yeah, Shiety FM. It's a radio station that plays only Paul reading his poems. Yeah, I don't know. Paul obviously has sponsorship or something up here. Look, go on, let me show you. We're turning on the radio now. Have a listen to this. Hello and welcome to the Shiety Half Hour. I'm going to read you some of my poems. I'm going to start off reading them normally. And then once I've finished, I'm going to read them backwards. Yes. So, this is from my collection, Yeti Hugs and Other Horrors, which was published in 2011. This is called, We're an Item Now. We're an item now, so what do we do? Simply go out to dinner or just stay in to screw? We could maybe do both because it's all about timing. Our love is more fun than it is social climbing. But we spent many months, every breath we were flirting. But now I'm holding you close, it's still quite disconcerting. But we're an item now, so you can do what you like. You can ravish me freely, so come on, baby, strike. We're an item now, so what should come next? Should we try cyber sex? Would you rather just text? We can take turns at each, if you think 'twould be nice. Are my whispered sweet nothings your idea now of spice? May I call you my love? May I flatter you meekly? May I swoon in your arms, once a month, even weekly? Because we're an item now, so what will every day bring? You are mine, I am yours, your insatiable plaything. We're an item now, it's a cool place to be. May I hold tight your hand, might I fondle your knee? Slip your head by my neck, let me massage your arm. Well, a bottle of red, that's my idea of charm. I will try hard to be your glad servant, adoring. There on cool hand and foot, not out boozing nor whoring. Yes, we're an item now, it's a big deal, no doubting. I want you all full of smiles, not downhearted, not pouting. We're an item now, that's the deal, you and I. I'd like to snog off your face, but at least let me try. I'm so glad that we met, you and I surely suit. I'm so lucky I've met someone so hella cute. Come elope with me, love, I would feel oh so humble. On our own desert island, let us frolic and fumble. We're an item now, pile our love on in heaps. Yes, every kiss is incredible, because we're in this for keeps. My next poem is called My World is Flat. This is also from Yeti Hugs and Other Horrors. Some people say the world is flat. Well, mine is, and I know it. I can't pretend it's all right. If I am sad, then I will show it. When we talk, you always tell such lies. I'm completely disbelieving. But now you're gone, I'm left bereft, and I spend my nights just grieving. I wear my heart upon my sleeve so everyone can surely see it. No, I don't rejoice in being sad. Oh, no, I couldn't choose to be it. Since you left, my world is flat. Since you went, I'm really hurting. I'm staring straight down at the floor. I'm quite oblivious to flirting. Since we've said our last goodbye, our precious love now lies defeated. You've moved on to something bigger, and now our good times have retreated. Some people claim the world is flat, and I'm afraid I'm one of those. I am left without the answers, so many questions still to pose. You were my only Valentine, and I loved you from the start. But then you had to go and break stuff, and you tore my fragile heart. You didn't hide your filthy truth. I didn't need a bright detective. I thought you valued honesty, but no, it seems you were selective. Since you left, my world is flat. Since you left, I feel like crying. But I know I'm going to heal soon. I know I'm not exactly dying. Since we bid our sad farewell, my poor heart's a broken drum. Now I cannot hear it beating. I just feel my everything is numb. Some folk claim the world is flat. I find it hard to disagree. I must admit I see their point, so let me make this sorry plea. Do not do to others what you did. To me it really hurt. Please stop looking so darn lovely. Please stop looking so damn pert. It's bad enough that I still see you. It's even worse that you're still hot. I know I really should get over you, but oh, alas, I still cannot. Since you left, my world is flat, yet it really needs inflating. There really isn't any doubt, there ain't no issue for debating. You killed our only chance of hope, exactly why I'll never figure. You stuck a stake straight through our love, you cocked the gun, then pulled the trigger. Well, there you go. Now, next up, I said I'd read my poems backwards. So I'm going to start where I left off. Here is that last poem backwards for all you backwards listeners out there. Oh, yes. I think that's all we need to listen to, listeners, unless you particularly like to hear things backwards. Why he does it backwards, I don't know. Still, I never even realised he had a radio station in space. Must be something he agreed with Ick. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So what was I saying? So my training with Ick was a bit, it's a bit bad. I kept... when I'm doing stuff, I tend to mutter to myself. I tend to, come on, Yeti Uncle John, you got to do this. And then, that's what I do. That's who I am. That's what I'm like. And, it didn't like it. So then I started talking in my head, and then I started daydreaming in my head. Anyway. I hope when I get my test results back, I think there's going to be some practical stuff, maybe a bit of moonwalking later on. I've been watching videos of Michael Jackson. He used to do moonwalking, and I think I can probably pretty much do what he was doing. Oh dear. Oh yes, I got a message from Damius and Bettina. Did you want to listen to that? Yeah, here we go.
Hello, darling. Oh, my darling. How are you? Golly, it's Uncle John. Up in space, eh? Doing your training. Gosh, I'm sure you'll be perfect. We wanted to wish you some good luck. Yes. Oh, darling. How brave of you. How wonderful. Damius, come and say hello to Yeti Uncle John. He's doing his own show and he's up in space. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well. Very, very impressive, Yeti Uncle John. You know, once upon a time I was asked to play a rocket in a play, but I had to turn it down because, well, I'm just a bit afraid. They wanted me to have flames coming out of my bottom, like when the rocket takes off, and I said, no, my bottom is very highly regarded. I'm not setting fire to it. Quite right too, darling. That would be awful. No, your bottom is very, very nice. Oh, thank you, my dear. Anyway, we want to wish you good luck. Yes, darling. 100 kisses, 101 kisses, darling. Ha ha ha. Oh, yes, that's right. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
Oh, well. Oh, dear. Yes. I can understand why Damius didn't want to be a rocket in a play. Yeah. Setting fire to your bottom? No. It's not good. It's never going to end well. It's never going to end well. End. End. Yes. End. I'm not sure what's happening next. But, anyway. Yeah. I'm going to put the TV... We do have TV here. Yeah. We have TV. It's quite nice, isn't it? I don't know what's going to be on the TV. Let me just turn it on and have a look. Oh, it's like looks like the news. Hello, this is the news. Today on the news, the Yeti Uncle John went up into space. Yes, he went up into space. And you know, he was pretty hopeless. And chances are he's going to get shot down by Martians. So, yes... Well, on other business, his uncle John is in love with Ick, probably. Yes, things like that. Yes. What sort of programme is this? That's news all about me. Just a minute, I recognise that. That's Zap. That's definitely that Zap's voice. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh, let me. Oh, how did he get in that TV?
Hey, Uncle John, what's going on?
Oh, sorry, Ick. I just turned the TV on, and there was like a news report, but it was all about me and.
Oh, Yeti, Uncle John, don't be so silly. Nobody would make a news program just about what you're doing.
All right, maybe. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. No need to be so rude. Yeah, but there was Zap. He was on there.
Really? That doesn't sound right. Which channel was it?
It's that one. There's only one channel, isn't there?
Well, let me turn it back on again. Well, I don't see Zap.
What is that?
That looks like Martin.
Oh yeah, so it does.
Hello, this is me, Martin, on Space TV. I'm here to introduce some more Sutton Park clips. Yes, here is some Sutton Park from The 1995, I think. There are some things happening. Have a listen, a watch, a listen, what, whichever.
What are we going to do? Upstairs, the bit. Can't get up out the window. What were we going to do? Maybe if we duck down and hide, you won't see us. The window's all shut up now. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
It's 7:25 a.m.
Oh, maybe we should do what he says. If we hide, that would be good. We can wait till they leave, huh? They know that Cleo and Clive are here, but they do not know about us. That is what is the matter. But we must. We've got to act. Come on.
No sign of the controller. Can't see what's wrong with this. Apparently it's not picking things, it's not picking up. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Somehow they have learned of the damage to the transmitter. How is this? How can this be? If they do not know how to repair it, maybe only the controller does. But it's still... There's no time. I don't know. What can I do? I only hope Paul is okay. What to do? Somebody coming down the corridor. Who is it? I mean, it's going to be Paul or something. Controller? Where you be? It's no good. I have no power. I must find my spirit guide. I must demand he give me more power. The blue body's here. They're all messing. The forces are massing. I can do nothing. I cannot stand this.
Oh no, it's the robot man.
Oh no. We can never get out of here.
He's here, Katrina. He's here. Is there anything you can do? Anything you can do? Please. Please. He needs help.
He does look decidedly ill.
I know! He needs help!
Then help is what he shall get.
I have a taste of the races. The Epsom Derby. I have the results. And the race is not even run for 24 hours. I cannot fail to win. Yes. I shall be victorious.
Kick away then over this flying 5 furlongs, under a minute to win it, and they begin by descending down the hill. Speed on, an appropriate call, has the early edge. Two on the left, another anniversary running fast. Blue R is the blue cap. Dance might have...
can I stand this any longer? You're going to see us, you're going to kill us.
Little Luma, be careful, be quiet.
Katrina, you've got to help him. You've got to help him.
Yes, I'll help him.
Me Luma, Mr. Luma.
No. He's trying to cause a diversion so he can escape. No!
Mr. Luma!
No! No, don't do it!
An intruder! Kill him!
Go! Please go!
7:21 a.m.
Please, go!
Mr. Luma!
We must get away. He will try to go to diversion. We mustn't waste it for him. Come on. Come on, hurry. Quick.
It was one of them lot. There are others of them here. It was a diversion. They escaped. We've been fooled.
We may have been fooled, but it still doesn't change the fact that another one of them is dead now.
We will avenge your death, Luma. You sacrificed yourself for us.
We will avenge your death.
And so Cromarty and co. hurry off into the woods in search of a hideout, in search of the old resistance, somewhere which they can shelter, to consider the situation. But elsewhere, Gavin and Katrina face other problems.
You've got to help him. How are you going to help him? You've got to help him now. Please, Katrina.
There is a way of helping him. Believe me. Yes, I shall help him. I shall save him from the controller. He will no longer have to suffer.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Katrina?
There! He no longer exists. The controller cannot touch him. He cannot be hurt any longer. I have helped you.
Oh, no! Be back!
Stop your sniveling! I must now return.
Father!
Is there not something we can do? The controller continues to dominate. He's become power-crazed. He has even found a way of getting the results of the race of the Derby. He already knows the winner 24 hours before it is even raced. He is going stronger. As he gets more money, he becomes more and more insane. There must be a way. There must be something we can do.
There is a way, but it will take great strength. Together we should be able to banish them, at least temporarily. But we must rest. We must gather our strength. Let us hope that we shall be able to stop this event.
I understand what you are saying, O Master, but we may be too late. By the time we have gathered strength, there may be no stopping the controller.
There is nothing we can do. We must rest and gather our strength. Only then can the controller be stopped.
Thank you for watching the clips of Sutton Park from the 1990s. I hope you enjoyed it. There'll be more soon. Goodbye for now. Goodbye for now. This is me, Martin. Yes.
Oh yes, listeners, I hope that's okay.
Who are you talking to? Why are you talking to the listeners? We're in space.
I'm recording a diary.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, hello, listeners. It's me, Ick. Yes, I'm just helping with Uncle John with his training.
Yes, it's very, very good. Yeah, so did you hear that clip, listeners, from Sutton Park? Yeah, we saw it on the TV, but, you probably heard the audio. I think they're just playing stuff from Paul's YouTube page on Mr. Shayeti, on YouTube. Yeah.
Yes, you'll probably find these clips released as video as well as being on... Well, are you going to include them in your message?
Oh, I suppose so. Yeah, why not, eh?
But I didn't see Zap. Are you sure that Zap was on the TV?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure he was, but maybe... Oh, maybe... Maybe not. I don't know. It's confusing.
Well, I guess... Oh, well, never mind. Anyway, here, Uncle John, I just wanted to tell you that you've passed your test.
Well, passed my test?
Yes, you passed the theory.
What, the ABC thing?
Yes, you did take a little longer than most people, but you did pass it.
Well, what about, am I supposed to be moonwalking and...
We've been observing you the whole time, Hitty Uncle John. This, training was as much about how you would exist, how you would cope with, being by yourself in space. Because, you know, when you're doing tours and stuff, you're quite busy, but there's lots of downtime.
Well, I kept a diary.
Exactly. And that's fine. You kept yourself busy. If you don't keep yourself busy, there's always the danger that you get space fog.
Space fog? What's space fog?
Well, it means your brain goes all foggy, and you can't concentrate, and you're no use to anybody.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that'd be awful. Anyway. Oh, well.
So, we're going to have a space disco now.
A space disco? I like the sound of that.
Yes, come on. Let's go and have a space boogie.
Space boogie? Listeners, that might be it then. Going to have a space disco. So I think I might stop this recording and send it back to Earth. Is there space booze?
Yes, there will be space booze.
Yeah, you see, I might end up deleting it by mistake. So, I'll send this message back to Paul and he can edit it and release it. And, yes, so, right.
Oh, that sounds like a very good idea.
Oh, yes, and we'll be back again soon.
Yes, we'll be back again soon.
Yes, and we will return to the normal schedule of episodes. So the next episode will be Paul and Lee. Lee is another podcaster, I believe.
I've been to see Jurassic, whatever it's called now. I'm not sure what the official title.
Jurassic World Strikes Back 2, the sequel.
Yeah. The Revenge of the
Velociraptor. Yeah. Were the Velociraptors very glamorous?
Well, to be honest with you, the special effects were very good.
Yeah.
And it's always a bit of a thrill to see the T-Rex kind of roaring.
Yeah.
And they had some new dinosaurs, one that they've made up, and it was all very exciting.
Yeah.
But the plot was a bit poop.
Yes,
so yeah. I kind of, when it finished, I was like, oh, right.
So, thank you for listening, and join us again soon.
Join us again soon, listeners.
Oh, yes, I've got to press send. So send this message back to Paul. Hi listeners, it's me, Paul. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Yeti Uncle John is safely back from space now. How are you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling all right, yeah. Yeah, it was quite good. Yeah. What was the space disco like? Oh yes, very disco-y, very dancey. Good, I liked it. Yeah, it's cool. Well, it's good, good. And you passed your theory test, that's great. Yes, don't know how I did that. It's quite amazing. But, So, what is your impression of space? Well, it seems that mainly, well, you seem to have taken over space. Do I really? Yes, there's a radio station which is reading your poems, and then there's a TV station which seems to be mainly your YouTube clips. How wonderful. I've always said that I'd like to fill up the world with as much of my stuff so that something sticks. Well, I don't know about down on Earth, but in space, you definitely seem to have, got the market. Oh, that's wonderful. What's all this about seeing Zap on the TV? Oh, yes. It definitely looked like Zap. I think he might have, taken over or, whatever. I'm sure he was just doing one of his tricks things, just interfering. That won't surprise me. Zap's like that, isn't he? Oh dear, when will he grow up, hey? When will he grow up? Oh, I don't know. I don't know, he just likes to cause trouble, that's all. Oh, he just likes to cause trouble. Well, hopefully not for much longer. Hopefully not for much longer. Oh yeah. Yeah, I hope not. Yeah, I hope he doesn't cause you trouble when I'm in space. You know. Oh, we can deal with him down here. We always have Cuthbert to protect us and Cromarty and Martin are here, and there's Dealey, of course. He's a very, very good protector. He's an attack cat. Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far, but anyway, Well, I'm so glad that you've done well with your training.
Yes, yes. Oh, no, it's good. Thank you for posting my episode next. Very kind of you.
No. It made sense. It worked well. So, right. Well, that's about it, I think.
Yes, that's about it. Yeah. Oh, it's been fun. I do like it when I take over the show.
You do very well.
Oh, thank you.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
It's 7:21 a.m.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I hope he hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
178.
Unified, unique
voices.
Unified, unique voices.
A network of inclusion.
Unifospods.net.
Right. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great. Yes, I zap managed to scare Yeti Uncle John by taking over the TV. Yes, let's see what's up next time on the Sherlock podcast. How can I interfere next time? Well, it looks like he's planning an interview. There's an interview coming up. Right, I should do my best to interfere. Oh, that's good. Oh, yes, he's conducting an interview via Skype. So try and make sure that the sound waves do not carry and he can't hear what the other guy's saying. Yes, that'll be good. Oh, yes, I'm so evil. Yes, I shall interrupt. I shall interrupt and cause him trouble. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Haha, it's me, Zap. I'm so dreadfully dreadful. Very proud of myself. Yes. Ha ha ha. Next time I shall cause even more havoc. Oh yes. Oh yes. Next time on the Shy Life podcast, Zap is back. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life podcast. Yes, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? I just wanted to introduce you to some of our regulars. Yes, we have regulars on the show. We have people, yes, people who are on every episode. Well, most episodes. They're a bit of a weird bunch, in the nicest possible way. Yeti Uncle John.
Oh, yes, my name's Yeti Uncle John. Hello, nice to meet you. This is a very strange show. I still recommend it, but it is very strange.
Cromarty.
Hello, it's me, Cromarty. Yes, I do things with robots. Sometimes I'm a bit crazy, but, well, you know, it livens up the day, eh? Yes, cool. Ick the Alien.
Hello, I'm Ick the Alien. I do alien stuff in my spacecraft. I once got stopped by the space police for speeding, but I promised never to do it again.
Bettina Dupre.
Oh, darlings, hello, it's lovely. Lovely, absolutely lovely to say hello to you. Darlings, I'm an agony aunt. You must send me questions. Send me all of your lovely questions.
Damius Twinklehorn.
Hello, I'm Damius Twinklehorn.
Lovely to meet you.
Inside, my voice sounds a bit like this. But, everybody has an inner side that nobody notices.
Charlie Gurr.
What? Yes, all right. Yes, I like pies. I'm a bear from Bulgaria. I'm terribly, terribly famous. What am I doing on this show? Well, I'm just trying to be nice. I like that Shy Yeti. Yes, Yes.
Albert the Dragon.
Hello. Oh, my name's Albert the Dragon. Yes, I was found on the doorstep of an egg. I'm currently going through a bit of a teenage phase. I'm a rebel, yes.
Martin.
Hello, my name's Martin. I like smells. Smells are nice. I can smell you now. Ooh, yes, you smell good.
Well, I think that's pretty much everybody, at least for now. Join us, join the regulars and the special guests we have on many of our episodes. We've had everybody, absolutely everybody. Celebrities. Oh, yes. It's crazy on this show. Join us. Join us for... We've got lots of lovely things lined up for 2018. Do please tune in. You can find us on iTunes, Acast, Podbean, SoundCloud, Player FM, Overcast, and probably some other places too. Do tune in. It's a lot of fun. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys. Goodbye, guys.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Yes, goodbye. Yes, goodbye, guys. Oh, yes, what? Goodbye, guys. Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
And goodbye from me, Shy Yeti. Hope to see you again soon.
He's not that shy.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.